And joining us right now is Ryan Sawyers. He is the chairman of the Prince William County School Board. Good morning. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us this morning on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Wanted to talk to you, obviously, a couple of different things, but I wanted to start out with what's getting a lot of attention is your tweet back to the president. The president tweeted out that NBC News tweeted out that the President Trump has called on NFL Oakland Raiders to suspend Marshawn Lynch for the remainder of the season if he refuses to stand for the national anthem. And you, in response, tweeted, "Attention PWCS students and staff, you are not required to stand for the national anthem or pledge. There will be no action taken against you for choosing to not stand or participate. Our president is a bona fide idiot, but you are safe in PWCS." My question to you is, was this tweet from you in response to something currently going on in the school system, or is this about the president?
No, first and foremost, I mean, you know, obviously the students have, it's long been ruled by not only the Bill of Rights, but by the Supreme Court ruling back in the 1940s, that students don't have to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance or the National Anthem. Students haven't been standing all across this country for years. It's certainly come to the forefront, you know, since Donald Trump has brought this forward. I've heard these stories from students and parents in our school district, you know, before Donald Trump was inaugurated. So it's certainly got more attention now. You know, I think a strong stance on my part, I think it's a really dumb move on the president to interject himself in the employment of a private citizen in our country for peacefully exercising his First Amendment rights. But ultimately, I just think it's a big distraction from what they're trying to do in Congress by, you know, increasing taxes on the middle class and removing health care and in the case of my opponent for Congress, voting against hurricane relief.
Right.
So, you know, ultimately, I think people understand that students have had this right, and the policy that goes along with that, or the regulation, excuse me, that goes along with that in our school system has existed since at least 2003, implemented by a Republican-led school board.
Yeah.
This wasn't a controversial issue when it passed, and it's existed for a long, long time.
Well, Ryan, I mean, do you find not respecting the flag to be offensive?
Not respecting the flag? Yeah, I personally respect the flag. I stand for the national anthem every single time.
So I guess the question is, like, for instance, Ryan, if I can, I just want to take you down this road for a second.
Sure, sure,
students,
sure.
You're the chair of a school board, Prince William County,
and you've
got students, and would say elevating their middle finger to the flag be allowed under something like this?
That's not what we're discussing here. We're not discussing gestures. We're talking about things that were. Let me finish.
We're talking about
things that have been done long before the president brought this to a national spotlight. Students have been sitting or not standing for the pledge of the national anthem for a long, long time. Whether that be for religious reasons, whether that be for any other reason that they deem necessary. They certainly can't be a disruption to the classroom in any physical way. But this is no different than a Christian student's right to find a quiet place to pray during the school day if they see fit. That shouldn't be retaliated against either.
It's kind of dramatically different, because in the latter case that you made, that's not offending people that he could do that. In this case, when you're disrespecting the American flag, see, we send our students off to school, right? And there's a certain expectation that while they're there, their behavior will be governed by the people who are charged with taking care of them, and that includes not doing offensive things, say, in the hallways, not disrupting the classroom experience, and say, in a football game, not disrespecting the American flag. And I think it's of importance, especially in a place like Prince William County, where you've got Quantico Marine Corps Base. I mean, what are you telling the students and the families who live there, who attend schools in your school system, who have to see students taking a knee on the American flag? I mean, don't you think that's an offensive gesture?
No, I don't think it's an offensive gesture for those who are protesting. They're not protesting the flag. They're exercising their right for freedom of speech. There's a major difference. Exercising your First Amendment rights. Look, if Donald Trump and Rob Whitman want to repeal and replace the First Amendment, that's something they can certainly take up. But this is long settled law. That people have the right to certainly quietly protest. These aren't grown men yelling blood and soil, walking around with tiki torches in Charlottesville. These are people peacefully protesting and exercising their First Amendment rights.
Well, let's be realistic about this, though.
There's plenty of soldiers, including my grandfather and people in my family that served, that fight for all of our rights.
No, absolutely, absolutely, and they and with an expectation, by the way, that we use them correctly. So, Ryan, part of this is, you know, we've often hear, we saw this in Spotsylvania too recently, where they said, look, the students have a First Amendment right to take a knee during the national anthem. Got it. Mm-hmm. And it's not really, the First Amendment is not up for debate here. That's not actually what this is part of. The students have a First Amendment right to scream the F word, by the way, in the hallway, but we don't condone that. Why don't we condone it? Because we have control of our students while they're in school, right?
Yeah, you can't seriously be equating screaming profane language in the hallway with quietly exercising your First Amendment rights. There's simply no comparison.
Are you so you're under the impression that people are just not, and I'm not talking about just gentle offense. I mean, people are dramatically offended by people doing this to the national anthem. You're an elected official in Prince William County, and you're seeing your American flag detested by people who are in the school system that you control.
Look, like I said, I stand for the national anthem every single time. I was a college baseball coach for 15 years, and I played college baseball for four. I was in the business for nearly two decades. I've stood for many a national anthem and many a pledge of allegiance. And I certainly will be glad to tell anyone why I stand and what it means to me. But just because I have my good reasons for standing for the flag and it's what I do, that doesn't make anyone else's reasons worse. They have the right to exercise that freedom, and we certainly, as a school system, can't retaliate. And I don't think anyone, including any one of your listeners, would want us to start retaliating against students and employees for exercising their right, whether we agree with it or not.
Yeah, I mean, I think, but people do want to see students disciplined when they're poorly behaved. I think that's part of this too. Ryan, I really wish we had some more time to talk to you. Please come back. We'll have more discussions on this subject and a lot more.
Well, thanks for talking with me, and happy Thanksgiving to both of you.
You too. 6:44 here on WMAL.